When I met her, I knew. I knew this would be the woman I spend the rest of my life with. I knew that I would do anything for her at any given time. Saying I do was easy. I mean, it is till death do us part, right?
Welcome to Date, Marry, Kill, a true crime podcast about not-so-true love. I'm Jackie.
And I'm Nora.
And this is our very last episode.
This is the end.
Ever.
Have you ever heard that song?
What?
The End by Jim Morrison. The Doors.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not really like a Doors fan.
Yeah. I was obsessed with Jim Morrison.
I know somebody else who's a Doors fan too. And I'm like, what? And not just like this other person, but like in high school, this other girl was obsessed with
the Doors. I was obsessed and, like, and I was an adult. And by an adult, I mean just like, you know,
20
years older than I was when I was obsessed. Because I loved him through high school. Like,
did you love him or his music?
Oh,
or,
I loved like, his music, his poetry. Or, like,
oh, him? You were into him.
Yeah, I was into
poetry?
Him.
Poetry?
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
Also, he was beautiful. Also, Val Kilmer played him in the movie The Doors. And that was like Val Kilmer at his prime.
Obsessed. So it's just like,
yeah, boom, just, boom, yes. Boom. I had this huge, like, it was like a poster, but it was like made out of material, like cloth.
Oh, like a tapestry.
Yeah. And I had it on my ceiling. So when I went to sleep, I looked up and I saw Jim Morrison. Yeah, I really liked him.
Is that something that like people did at a certain age? Like, do people still do that? Because when I was a teenager or like early 20s, I had this huge poster
of on Santa my Claus. Ceiling.
No.
Of what?
Robert Smith.
Oh.
So...
I don't know.
It was like a certain album cover.
Yeah.
So, but, oh my God.
I don't know.
But now you say you did, and I'm like, I know that I'm not the only one, right?
Yeah.
Because whatever, my whole wall is filled with like posters and shit, but I had this huge one above my bed. Yeah. So like, was it that, I don't know, I'm older than you.
Yeah.
So the time frame wouldn't have been the same, but kind of the same.
Yeah.
You know, maybe like same age, just not at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was older than my age group.
So,
just kidding.
I'm just wondering.
I was ahead of my times. But yeah, I had like, it was a huge poster of him. And like me and my sister shared a room because, you know, that's what happens when you have 20 siblings. And she'd always be like, can you take that down? I'd be like, no, it's Jim. But yeah, I had it. But now as an adult, I'm like, why was I, what happened to me? Why was I so into that? Anyways, this is our last episode. But,
and this is precisely why this conversation that we just had right now is precisely why we're doing something else.
Yes.
Because it's more fun to talk about
things that we don't like know each other about. And just like the what just like that. Yeah.
And like just off the wall topics.
Yeah.
And
I know. You know,
just daily life or like your opinion about something or if somebody pisses you off, it's like, I want to complain about this. And
yes.
Then anybody you complain to or have a story about or whatever. So like whoever you're talking to is going to have something similar. So
yeah.
Then it becomes a conversation.
Or even better, they might feel the opposite way. And then you guys can talk through that out. That's I love that.
Can have like a good conversation.
I'm excited about it. Do we have a name for it? And I'm asking you because obviously I don't do shit.
Okay, well, I came up with that one name, the Clickback.
Oh, the Clickback. I like that one.
And so I like that. Yes. I think we're gonna stick with the Clickback.
The Clickback.
So if everybody,
it like rolls off your tongue.
It does, right? The
Clickback. Yeah.
And it's
click,
just
click.
Like,
yeah,
you're with your click, you're kicking back, you're just, we're gonna have more people sometimes too.
Yeah.
So that'll be different. And again, I mean, I love true crime, but I'm not over it. I'm just over talking about it.
It's becoming overly consuming. Like, I feel like it's enough on like TV. It's
right,
enough
it's
on like
turn.
Yes.
And it's always something new too.
Yeah.
You know, something you've never heard of.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's like, it's not helping me with my mental situation. Okay.
Well, it helps me because that's how I.
Oh yeah. That's how I cope. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't help for me to like. watch it on TV, like
talk about it, hear about it.
I eat it so much that like I don't need to be also then recording about it. Like I could do without that a little bit.
Yeah. It's oversaturated in my life right now. So we're on to other things.
Yeah.
I think it's probably going to take us like a whole month.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. And you guys come and find us.
Yes.
Or we'll find you. Dang.
So we don't have anything from last time because what's the point? No, I'm just kidding. They're just looking at anything. And then, okay, so here's another problem that I've been having is like I wait and I wait and I wait and then I don't find what I'm passionate about talking about. And so then today I just wrote all of this down and it's not even a big deal and it's not even like a story, but it'll be fun. It'll be great. And it's really funny because you mentioned your dad earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Truck drivers.
Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum.
Oh, my God.
So Ranker.com did a whole list of like serial killer truck drivers.
Girl, that is like, I was going to say the least of my worries because I know that my dad would never kill. But I'm just like.
Sure, but you mentioned him and his truck drivers. Yeah. So I was like, oh, my God.
And also he's like an adulterer. So I'm just like, oh, my God, how many other families do I have? I don't know. So many things that I was just like. When you're a truck driver, you literally can get away with a lot of things, I feel like. And like, as you know, with true crime stories that we've been fed and that we know of, like things have like go unchecked for a long time until they catch a truck driver and then they make those like adjustments. But like.
For the most part,
they go unnoticed, unheard of, cross state lines and shit.
You just like never,
I mean, how you are you gonna track
it? It's hard
it?
For them to put two and two together.
Yeah.
Unless. Okay, so I think there was like 12. I might have left somebody off of here. I don't know because I didn't go back and add them up. But they were all pretty interesting. They're obviously all serial killers. But whatever. I'm gonna tell you about them in case you don't know. But do you know, have you heard a lot of
I've them? Heard one serial killer. But I don't remember very much about it.
I've heard of like two on this list. So the first one I have is Edward Surratt, who was active in 1977 and 78. And he may have killed over 24 people during this time.
I'm telling you, like
24 people in like 77 or 78. That's only a year. Like, how do you kill that many people in one fucking year?
Also, like these people, like my dad, he was a truck driver. He would come home for like 3 days and be gone most of, like in a month. He'd be home maybe 6 days. That's a lot of fucking time.
That is a lot of time. That's a lot of traveling.
To be on the road.
Roads.
Yeah.
That's a lot of back roads. That's a lot of.
Also back in the 70s, do people still, was it like really like in the hype and age of hitchhiking? Because you know that was like super popular.
Yes.
I tried to hitchhike once. Side note. I tried to hitchhike once.
What?
Because I had gone to visit my sister in college and then they were supposed to drive me to the airport, but she like went to school in buttfuck America. So like you had to drive into like the city to like go to the airport and it was like a 2-hour drive and their car broke down in the middle of buttfuck America. And I was like, I need to get to the airport. I can't afford to like reschedule it to miss this flight. I can't, I was ready to go home too. And I like tried to hitchhike. First car that pulls up is a fucking cop and it's illegal. And they were like, ma'am, it's illegal to hitchhike. I can arrest you. And I was like, I was just saying hi to you, sir. Our car is broken down. Can you help us? But then he drove me to the, like he called AAA or whatever to help them. And then he drove me to the airport. No, I think we had already driven like an hour. So he like, maybe it was like 30, 35 minutes to get, which also I was like, first off, can I see your badge? Like, do I know that you're legit? Because we're in the buttfuck of, like, middle of nowhere. How convenient that the first car that rolls up is a cop. Anyways, but at that point, I was like, I don't care. Let's go.
Come on, cop.
Bominos.
Turn on your sirens. Let's get it popping. Okay, so he would break into couples' homes. He would shoot the men, like, immediately.
Oh.
And then kidnap the women and do, like, nasty things to them. And then kill them and
oh man, he went out of his way,
right?
But also, he was just like breaks in, kills man, grabs woman. What if they had kids or dogs?
I don't know. I don't know if he scoped them out or not because it said couples. So it seems as if he only broke into homes of like two people. So
maybe he like would observe as he went throughout his day.
Maybe. But how do you hide your big ass truck and like stalk people with
A lot of truck stops are like in like little cities. Like I remember once we went to New York because back then when we were younger, you can take your family on road trips with you. Like we would travel a lot with my dad. We would go in the truck all the time. And then a certain year hit and that was like against the rules. And now it's like you can only drive a certain amount of hours.
Oh yeah.
But these rules didn't, these rules didn't come into like later as an adult. But anyways, when I was younger, we drove to, it was like some truck stop in New York. And I remember it was like, you're in the city and it was like, there was like little plazas, you know, that have like nail salons and different things. So like my dad would park and my dad to this day, he parks and he'll like go for a run or he'll like go and do some exercise things because he's old and he's sitting all the time. So
he's got to get some movement.
So like maybe he would, but where would he drive? Where would he hide? Maybe he took a taxi.
Maybe.
I don't know because an 18-wheeler makes, even without like the trailer on the back, it makes a lot of noise.
It does make a lot of noise. When you pull up, it's like,
in a fucking neighborhood.
All the truck noises. That's our new podcast. Just truck noises.
Just truck noises. Did you ever do that as a child when you had to go like that?
Oh, yes. I used to
I'm like pulling down on the little horn thing and making the signal.
Because, you do that as a... pull it down. And then they do it.
Hong Kong.
Super fun. I wonder why nobody does that anymore.
I don't know. I think it became like something weird, so...
Did it?
I think so.
Ooh, that's interesting.
I don't know.
I wonder if it...
My dad drives with a partner now because he's a whole lot older than he was at one time. Obviously, that would happen with time. But he doesn't like to fuck... He doesn't like to fuck around. He's like, I'm trying to make these trips quick.
Oh,
so like, so you're allowed to drive. Like, they tag team. So like, he works from like 3 a.m. to like 3 p.m. and then they like switch like that.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. So then the trips are still like quick turnovers. Yeah.
And they probably make more money doing it that way because then the travel time is.
Yeah. But anyways, sorry. Go ahead.
Joe Metheny. He was active in the 90s. He was a 6-foot-tall cannibal who later claimed he used human meat in his food at his hamburger business.
Ew.
What?
Gaskell.
Isn't that super disgusting?
That is super disgusting because you know that it's totally possible.
It is, right? It's not that's made up. That would never happen. But like, no, this is a real, like, what if? Ugh. And then, I mean, you could search it up, right? To see like where he worked at or whatever, but. Like, what if you found out you had went to his burger stand at the time that he was doing that?
Yeah.
And you assume, because if it's during that time and you went to this place, you're thinking, that's it. I did it. I fucking ate human.
100%.
You know, there's no, well, maybe I did. Maybe. No. You.
For sure did it.
So.
Also, I just listened to a podcast today that they were talking about, like, they said that he used like his wife's body parts to make sausage or whatever.
Ooh.
And the workers that work there, they're like, no, that's just a rumor. And I'm like, even if it was a rumor, I'd be like, nope, he did it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Had to have. Because it just makes the most fucking sense. Yeah. Oh, where's my shirt?
I don't like it.
Even like a real shirt.
But I like it.
It's like bothering me because it gets on my belly and then it just like rolls up.
Spring break.
Show everybody my tater tots. Wayne Adam Ford. Also active in the 90s. He killed several hitchhiking women and was arrested when he turned himself in by entering the sheriff's office and handing them a severed breast.
What the? What was wrong with him?
He was a fucking maniac. And then he said he found God or something. And
oh, stop
like,
it.
It told him to turn himself in.
Stop, and he stop, had stop, to stop, stop. Doing Let's this. Move on. Fuck that guy.
Well, no, because he might steal my titty.
Potato tots.
Potato tots. The vampire trucker.
The vampire trucker? Yes.
Timothy Vigeets?
That's what happens when you name somebody Timothy. Just kidding.
True. He had a torture room inside his truck he called the Twilight Express. He would wear fangs and also force his prisoners to wear fangs and then would actually turn his victims' teeth into like fangs. Like he would chip away the teeth or like file them down or something so they'd be actual fangs. He actually kidnapped his own relative and held her captive for 6 months.
Who's finally caught a dick.
At a routine inspection, someone noticed bruises on her. And so then they're like, ma'am, are you okay?
Oh,
and,
good for her.
But that's gross. Like, she was related to him.
I know. But also, like, what kind of fangs was he wearing? Because those fake ones that you get on Halloween, the like, they're so uncomfortable. They never fit my mouth properly.
You can't really bite or move with them or anything. But I wonder, okay, so he pretended he was a vampire, whatever, and he called it the Twilight Express. Like, did he get this idea from the movie Twilight? Like, did he, like, is this the path that he was on? Did he call it Twilight Express because of that, or is it because of the time that he would kidnap the people?
Or what happened to this little girl's parents that they just let her go with this guy for 6 months?
Well, she was 19.
Oh.
And he kidnapped her, so.
So, like, they just didn't know?
No. So, I mean, they might have been looking for her, but it's like,
you know? So crazy.
If she's 19 and somebody's they're missing.
How do you think you would react? This is probably where we're going to do another podcast because I just wander off to different questions. But let me ask this one. How do you think you would react if you're held captive and you're surrounded by people? Like, do you think that you're like, would you be like, this is the opportunity?
100%.
Or would you be like, he's going to kill me if I, like, I don't know.
It's situational.
Yeah. Preach.
Because if he's got, like, if he's got a gun and we're walking and he's, like, got it pointed at me. Yeah. Depending on where it's pointed at, because if I scream and I'm like, help, help, I don't want anybody else to get shot. But if he shoots me, it's probably only going to be in the hip.
Yeah.
So I should be fine.
Okay, so I watched this I Survived episode and this girl, he broke into her apartment, kidnapped her, and then, he asked her for money. She only had $40 and he was like, you're coming with me. We're going to go to the ATM to get more money. So then he like parks and she goes to the ATM and she is alone. She's separated from him. And then she went back to him.
What? Was there places she could have gone? Like,
I mean,
she's at an ATM, so well, it's got to be in like an...
But also, like, I don't think he was in her view. I don't, like, she was explaining and things. She's like, I thought, like, I should leave because, like, she thought about it, but she didn't do it. And I'm like, I don't think I would think about it. I mean, obviously situational. I've never been in the situation. So I don't know that if I'm just talking shit because it seems like the most obvious thing to do. But maybe she was shocked or something.
Well, did he kidnap her at her house?
So she like lived in an apartment.
Okay, so he knows where she lives. So then I probably would not have taken off.
Okay.
Because I can tell the cops like, hey, this guy, I don't know him. I don't know his car. I don't know shit about him.
Yeah.
But he knows where the fuck I live.
Yeah.
So if I leave sooner or later, somebody's going to show up at my house looking for me.
True. Okay.
So.
Okay.
There, I don't think that I would take off. But had he like gotten me from a mall or something, he didn't know anything about me, then
that makes more 100%
sense. I would have been like,
boom. Okay, that makes more sense. Boom. It's so quick to just be like, I would have left, you know?
I don't know why she didn't leave. She put her card in the ATM and put it in her PIN number.
And got him $200. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
The redhead killer.
Redhead? I would have been like, bye.
No, you're not redheaded. It's fine. Active between 1978 and 1992. He was never caught. So I don't know his real name. And I don't know if it was a man or a woman because it could be either. But they're suspected to be a truck driver because of, you know, like where the bodies were found and stuff. But it was six red-haired women were found dead along U.S. highways spanning from Pennsylvania to Tennessee. And so goodness. Each one of them sort of had some kind of like red hair or whatever. But I mean, I'm assuming it stopped right from 78 to 1992. Like they're saying.
I mean, he literally got rid of any redhead because there's not very many.
There's not. Hope he doesn't run into my mother-in-law if he is still alive. Yikes. Bruce Mendenhall, who doesn't seem to have been given like a nickname or whatever, even though all these other people, I don't know. Would you want it? Would you want a nickname if you were a serial killer? I think I would.
I would, but I wouldn't want to make it up myself. Because you know there's serial killers now that are like, they make up their own names. And I'm like,
do they?
Fucking loser.
Yeah. Oh, I guess like the Zodiac caught himself the Zodiac and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. But you know those always suck. Like I want it to be a good one, you know? The Zodiac Killer is kind of a good name.
It is
it's a good catchy, name. Yeah.
Yeah, I want mine to be like something like fun and...
You know, lighthearted. I'm just killing people. Fuck.
Stab, stab, stab. So he wasn't given a nickname. He was arrested in 2007 when a witness turned in a tip. So they saw his truck outside of somewhere. Or like so somebody was got like
still employed. Like,
he was. Blood was found in his truck and he confessed to several murders.
Oh my goodness.
Weird fact. He ran for mayor of an Illinois city once.
What the fuck? Jim Bob?
Thank God he lost. Could you imagine?
I know. He's like, just grab me that person. We'll kill her and get rid of her.
Well, yeah, because if you're the mayor, like you have like ultimate power. Yes. So if you're already a murderer and the mayor.
Yeah.
The murdering mayor.
Uh-huh. Murder
That's
mayor.
His nickname.
Double M.
No, they didn't vote him in. He lost.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Jim Bob. That's what we're calling him.
That's it. His name is Jim Bob. Robert Ben Rhodes. I think he's pretty popular. Have you heard of him? Mm-mm. I bet you have.
Okay.
He was active between 1975 and 1990. He picked up hitchhikers because it was so popular in the 70s. Tortured them and then murdered them. It is believed that he has over 50 victims.
Dang. I think I heard of the one, the redhead killer, but I didn't think that it was like a specific type of person. Like, because I do remember, I don't remember the name. I do remember clearly it being like it was up and down a certain highway.
I wish you could remember what it was.
Yeah.
Keith Hunter Jesperson. So I've mentioned him before when I was talking about the Happy Face Killers because there's like, so he was a happy face killer and he would leave like little smiley face notes at the crime scenes.
What a creep.
He was active between 1990 and 1995. He murdered his girlfriend in 1995 and that's what finally stopped him. He was convicted of killing 8, but actually confessed to over 160. That's a lot of murders. That's also, like beyond like, serial killer.
I believe you know what it mean? Too. Yeah. Like a lot of the, I just feel like when you're a truck driver, it would be easy to do that stuff.
1,000,000%.
Yeah. Also back in the day.
It's when there's like, tons of hitchhikers and you could just pick up anybody. And like, you know, if this person is already hitchhiking, then like. Everybody knows they're gone for the most part. So nobody is looking for them. It's like, oh, they're hitchhiking. They could be anywhere. Like, they also, ran off to whatever.
Yeah. Have you ever heard, like, sometimes I'll hear the statistic of, like, how many number of missing people there are or, like, Jane Doe's or whatever. And I'm just like, that number is so high. Like, you're never going to find half these people. You know half these people have been murdered.
Murdered, like, dead, nobody. Gone. Yes. Buried, and it's so easy to bury them. What was I reading? I was reading, watching something, and there's like a highway in California, and there was some murderer, I guess, and he like murdered these people, and he would bury them in this certain spot. Well, then they built a highway over the spot, and so it's like, you don't know who's down there. You're never going to know who's down there. They're not going to dig up a
fucking highway. I think I know what you're talking about. Yep.
To find out who these people are. Yeah. So, like, every time you drive over...
Well, and I think they even went above and beyond to, like, do, like, a body heat thingy. And, like, something dinged it. But, like, this is a main highway in California. Like, right. They can't just... Yeah.
They won't.
Yeah.
So, imagine how many people are actually under there. who they are and how long they've been missing.
Well, also, you've heard those stories of, like, people that, like, owned construction places that, like,
buried them under the buildings. Yeah. Ugh. That's, like, the perfect cover.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that show, The Mentalist?
No.
No? Oh, there was just an episode where this guy, like, had a construction company or whatever, and then his son fought the security guard and actually accidentally killed the security guard, and then they threw him in, like, a bunch of cement or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, they would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for those meddling kids. Adam Leroy Lane. Two women attacked and two unfortunately dead. So he attacked two and then he murdered two. He was caught in 2007 after attacking a 15-year-old girl in her own home.
What in the... That's like ballsy as fuck.
Right? Her father came in and like saved her and was actually able to keep him there until he was arrested.
Also, props to that dad for not killing him. Like, I don't know that my husband can contain.
Would.
And my husband is the most passive, chill as fuck dude.
I could imagine him like snapping somebody's neck though. Yes. You know, like entering your home, that's it. Like that. Yeah. His deep ass voice. Red.
Oh my goodness. Could you imagine walking into that?
Wow.
No, thank you.
Like fuck off. No. Oscar Ray Bolin, active in the 80s and has murdered at least three Florida women. He was finally caught when he kidnapped a woman, assaulted her, and then actually let her go.
What a dummy.
Yeah, and then of course she turned him in. And
yeah.
Then he was sentenced to death by lethal injection in 2016.
In Florida?
Yeah.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
I love that for him.
Yeah.
Robert Rembert Jr. He shot and killed two men in his home, which led police to further investigate him and discovered he was connected to the deaths of two women. So I don't know what the fuck these men were arguing about in his home, but he killed them. And then when they did like DNA or whatever, they linked him to two murdered women.
That's so crazy. What leads people to be like, I'm gonna murder?
I don't know. Sounds messy. It smells smelly. Yeah. Like the blood. Like I don't like the way blood smells. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
And now I don't even like to look at it. So I can't imagine like, I guess obviously I'm not made for murdering, which is great.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I couldn't stab somebody like with a knife, I would just kind of like.
Yeah.
Unless I was in a fight.
I mean, like maybe, when it's like a.
But I can't just go out survival. And break into somebody's home and like, I'm going to stab you.
Well, we've already figured this out about us. Like, we don't have the passion to do that either.
We don't.
Yeah. No.
It doesn't bring me joy in my life. It's not a career path for us. No. Okay. Unless we were assassins, we could.
Ooh, that sounds a little fun.
Maybe get paid for it.
Yeah.
But I can't. No. I don't think I could kill anybody. But I could definitely do the, like.
Definitely break a leg or two.
The spine on people.
Snap.
Ooh. Where's the money?
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say I could definitely spy on people.
Like a private investigator where it's like, ooh, that would be fun.
One time in high school, I was young, I had a friend. She drove. She would take me to my boyfriend's house sometime. And one time me and her were together and we were... Somehow my boyfriend was in the car. They weren't friends. I don't even know why the fuck we were all together. It was super weird.
Yeah.
But he had us follow his mom because he thought that she was cheating on his dad.
Oh my God.
And he wanted to know.
I would be like, say no more.
We did. I mean, we were fucking. Yes. But then we finally had lost her because we were in the neighborhood. And so like in that neighborhood, it's like one long street and it's like
stop sign.
Yeah. And so you have to take the long street to kind of get out to like a certain way. You know? Like you could take a side street, but it's easier to just.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, like eventually we lost her because we couldn't stay back far enough. And, like, you know.
So we'll never know?
Oh, no, she was cheating on him. We just don't know where she was going.
Damn.
But yeah, she was definitely cheating on him. Oh, my God. Later that year, they got divorced. And then he kept all the kids. And then she went off with this dude, whoever he was.
Oh, my God.
And then...
I don't know.
Me and him broke up. But I was still friends with his sister and his brother. So, like, I still kept in contact. His dad met a new... lady. Woman, and I think they got married, and I think they had like a new baby, even though my boyfriend and like his siblings were all in their teens. I think they had a new baby.
That's crazy.
Isn't that wild? But that's, I could definitely do shit like that.
I follow this girl on Instagram. Well, I don't follow her on Instagram, but like her, because I've liked some of her stories that it'll pop up again.
Oh, yeah.
But she's like a public, but she does her makeup while she's like, oh, let me tell you things that I'm allowed to tell you as a private detective or whatever, what? Or private investigator. I'll send you her page.
Yes.
And she's like telling you, and it's a lot of those like, oh, like boyfriend or husband or cheating on this. Scandals, yeah. Whatever. It's so good.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Maybe we should be private eyes.
I know, but some of them she says like it can get intense, obviously.
Sure.
But
like confrontational or the things that she has to see and follow and
she's like she said once she had to go to like a real sketchy neighborhood and like someone came up to her and was like, what are you just doing sitting in your car?
Oh shit.
And she was like, bye.
Make the truck noises.
Yeah. Maybe. Okay, back to our serial killers.
Okay, well that was it.
Oh my God.
So
many of them.
There is. And I was going to go through my phone since this was our last one, and I was going to tell you like every story that I had saved, you know, I was going to tell you like a little snippet, but like, look how many there are.
Oh, that's a lot.
And then at one point.
Oh my God, you need to clear that.
Well, they're just little stories that I bookmarked. But at one point, I wanted to do a traveling podcast, but like terrible things that happen while traveling.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a bunch of those. And so I was like, well, I can't tell you those. And then I came across these, and I was like, I'm just gonna tell you that. But I didn't realize that Ranker had a whole bunch of like little lists like this. So the three that I found, I have to go back and read them. So thank God I have my whole list, because I pinned it up there. 12 disgusting crimes committed by plastic surgeons on their patients.
Oh my goodness.
I know, you I want to read send it. Me that. 11 bosses who killed their employees. What? Could that be happening to me soon?
I'm going
to
say.
With all the drama in my workplace? What? Ma'am. Well, no, my boss is really cool. Maybe her boss. 12 crimes committed by real life werewolves. So, as stupid as that sounds, I mean, maybe he's friends with the Twilight Express guy. I don't know.
That's hilarious.
I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
What? Why is everything always so squeaky in this house?
The house ghosts.
I feel like it's newer. You know, it's not brand new, but like, I don't.
You know how our door, when you open the front door, it like makes that loud creaking sound? Everybody's like, why don't you put, I'm like, I obviously know how to make it not creak. That is my security alarm, okay?
I know when somebody's coming in my fucking door.
Yes. Also, like, it's comforting to me. This is my house. Like, by now, it's like a sound I want to hear. You know what I mean? Unless it's someone that I'm not expecting.
Right, and you're like, oh, open my fucking door.
I wish I didn't know.
No, I think I would want to know.
Somebody's well, my dogs would let me know immediately after, so there's that too.
They would let you know as they were coming into the driveway.
Yes.
They're like, oh, I hear
down the street, there's a car. Wrestling. There's a car. Oh, no, not for us. Don't worry.
Somebody's checking the mail?
Yeah.
Three houses down?
Seriously. Those crazy pooches.
So again, I had a hard time finding what did they do, but that's fine. We're going to do this guy, and I picked him because you'll see why.
Okay.
So it's the last time ever. I'm going to show you this guy. You're going to describe him to us, and then I'm going to read you his write a prisoner profile, and you're going to guess what he did. And honestly, I'm going to spoil this for you right now. What he did isn't that great, but that's not why I picked him.
Okay.
Describe him to us.
Okay, he is, he looks tall. He's wearing a white tee. He's got glasses on. He's got a pretty big nose. He's bald headed. He's covered in tattoos. He's got a hook for a hand. Is the entire arm like one of those like iron arms, or is it like he's got his actual flesh and then it's just the hook?
We'll find out in a minute.
Oh, okay. Because it looks, the picture is not that great. Yeah, the picture, it looks like when you get a new tattoo and they like wrap it with that like plastic stuff, it kind of looks like that. So I don't want to be like, oh, he doesn't have an entire arm, because he definitely has a hook. So, okay. He's tied it all the way up his neck and stuff, but he's like also really white and like he's bald headed. What did he do? Is that his arm? Is it flesh? Is he a cannibal?
Oh my God. This is really long. So, my name is Jason, and I'm looking to meet one person to become long-term friends. I'm looking for a woman who is funny, has a good sense of humor, who actually cares about others, and who I can have a philosophical conversation with about life. I'm a person who cares about others, enjoys a good laugh, and has an open mind about the way the world really works. I don't know what that means. I love to work out. I wonder if you can do pull-ups. To get outside and run. Could you imagine running and like... And to read about things that help me to figure myself out. To figure myself and the world out better. So I don't waste anyone's time. I will give you the short version of who I am. I started to run the streets at a young age, getting involved in petty crime. Oh, there he is running again. Shouldn't run with scissors on your hand. I eventually learned how to sell drugs. I don't think it's hard to learn that. But eventually, I guess. And that's what life, because with that you are, what? That doesn't make any sense. I eventually learned how to sell drugs. And that's what life, because with that, you are surrounded by crime.
Okay. That made no sense.
Anyway, so I spent my life in and out of prisons in 3 different states. I was born and raised in Phoenix, but after my first trip to prison there, I went on a cross-country journey to the West Coast, all the way up to Montana, where I was arrested and ended up going to prison. I got out from there and got my commercial driver's license and a good job, but sold weed on the side. I ended up wrecking on the interstate at 80, hitting a guardrail and rolling over and down a 16-foot embankment, landing upside down.
Jesus.
My left arm got cut off at the elbow.
Oh, okay. So,
but I think like it goes up like halfway up his bicep or like...
Like it's like a kind of like a cat. Like
yeah,
a,
like it hooks.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Kind of like a cap. Like he's got his... stub, I guess.
It just like sets in there.
I
got CPR for 42 minutes and was in the hospital for 2 months. I had to learn to walk again, and after I did, I went on the run to avoid going back to prison.
Oh my God.
He had to learn to walk again, bro. And then went on the run.
He learned how to run real quick after learning how to walk.
Oh my God. I got arrested in Minnesota, and after a short trip to prison, was released to nothing. I blame no one or nothing for the situation I find myself in. I made a lot of poor choices, and I have to live with that. I have a life wisdom gained the hard way to share. What? I care about others, and I'm a good listener. You're not a good writer. I value honesty. That's a must. If you want to make a friend who will be what a friend is supposed to be, get to know the real one. That's what I am looking for out of you. I hope to meet the right person I know is out there.
He seems really salty about friends.
He does, right?
So, which makes sense.
He was born October 1st, 1975. He's a Libra. His birthday's
in a couple of months.
He's 47 years old. He'll soon be 48. Yeah, I feel like he looked that old.
Yeah, he doesn't look that old.
Maybe it's because the picture's so blurry.
Yeah.
Losing an arm ages you. So, he's been incarcerated since 2011, and his earliest release date is unknown, and his latest release date is unknown. Again, I didn't pick him for what he did. What did he do?
I want to say he stole treasure because he has a hook. I feel like he did theft. Like, maybe he was trying to steal a car, too, because he was tired of running away.
Armed robbery? Oh no, I'm just kidding. Oh, I just made a joke.
Oh, get it? Armed. Oh, my God. That was good.
No, it was murder.
What?
Murder.
Nuh-uh. He does not look like he'd murder someone.
He doesn't, right?
No.
But I read the article So this was, this article was in 2011. But the title of the article is One Armed Man Charged with Murder in Shooting.
Oh my God.
So he...
Did he mean to shoot him?
Yeah. So he went, they got into an argument involving drugs and money. I guess they got, like, the police got a complaint. When they arrived, there was a small fire under the porch of the house. And then they found the guy inside dead. He had several gunshot wounds.
Oh, so he wanted to, like, light the house on fire as in, like, oh, I didn't do it. Like,
yeah, get rid of all the evidence. So the guy had seven gunshot wounds.
Oh, my God.
He shot him once in each leg, one arm, one chest, jaw, and back.
Jeez.
Right. Supposedly he was trying to get this guy to like do bad shit with him, and the guy didn't want to do it, and then that's why.
And you're the one that's salty about friends, sir.
Right, like you're the bad friend. What do you mean?
If your friend says no, I don't want to go do that, then be like, fine, I'll call you later.
See you later, friend.
Yeah,
go eat some spaghetti and calm down.
Yeah.
So this guy, the one Captain Hook, he went there with his girlfriend and her three children.
Oh my goodness!
To like visit this guy and get whatever he needed, right?
He's like, let me bring my family to influence you to do bad things.
I mean, yeah, look at these children's look faces. These How children. Could you tell them no?
Why don't you want to sell drugs with them?
So eventually, like, the girlfriend and the kid left, like, from wherever they were, but then she went back. Like maybe she dropped him off to do the whatever, and then she picked him up. And when she picked him up, he told her, I shot him seven times, and then showed her the shell casings. So like you said, he was trying to get rid of it because he picked up the fucking shell casings.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing too.
Shit fucking behind. He was covered in blood, like the armed guy. And then they drove, like his girlfriend, him and his girlfriend drove to some city. They bought bleach. They went to a car wash. They washed his clothes and the car. And then he tried to bury the gun, but then they
figured it out later, by then.
Yeah, they had like later retrieved it or whatever. So, and then it says right here, I guess like the neighbors had seen the commotion or heard it or were being questioned.
Well, heard
or
what? The first or like, the second or the third or the fourth or the fifth? I mean,
it's
that's
not the fire.
But
it says his neighbors, so the guy who died, his neighbors told the police that a one-armed man had been in the area looking for that guy in like recent weeks. I guess he was like searching out, but everybody's like, I'm sorry, but if you don't, if you only have one arm and you have a hook at the end of it, if you're on the run, you're going to be easy to spot.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. It's a one-armed man.
You're very easy to identify,
You're not
going
to be able to fucking hide. Unless you're a truck driver, perhaps. But other than that.
But even then, if you're driving and then I see your one hand, I'm like, doo doo doo, Mr. 911.
He pulls on the horn with his hook.
Oh, fuck, I tore it with my hook.
Breaks the horn. But it stays in a locked position, so he's just driving and it's like.
And you're like, Dad, drive faster. This horn's giving me a headache. That's hilarious. He does not look like a murderer.
He doesn't.
Mm-mm. No, ma'am. Okay, now for the final
time.
And I feel like we've probably already done one of these guys, but...
Are you trying to give me David Arquette again? Because
I really like him. Okay, Cillian Murphy.
Oh, Cillian, I think.
Cillian, okay.
I think so.
Probably. Stephen Ewan?
Glenn from...
Walking Dead?
Yes.
Yeah, he comes out in the movie Nope. I just watched it a couple of days ago.
Was it good? I haven't seen it yet.
I like Keke Palmer. Like, I like everybody. Palmer. Yes, I love everybody there. So I'm just like, she's such a good actress.
She's cute. She's funny. I just fucking love her.
And Lakeith Stanfield.
We went to, where did we go? Dallas not too long ago. And on the way home, we stopped at a restaurant. We had a waiter. And my husband was like, you look like that guy that's in whatever he was in. And the guy was like, oh, Lakeith Stanfield. And I was like, does he really look like this guy? And I've heard of Lakeith Stanfield, but I've never like seen him or seen anything he's in.
This is not a good picture of him.
Told us about this movie or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I asked my husband, I was like, show me Lakeith Stanfield. And then it looked exactly really? Like him. Yeah, it was crazy. God. I was like, holy fuck.
I think he's attractive. I don't like this picture of him.
No, but he's a good looking guy. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I was like, oh my God, this waiter does really look like him, you know?
That's crazy. So, date, marry, kill.
Shit. Who was the first one?
Cillian.
Oh, yes. Okay. I would... I don't know. I would date Cillian Murphy. I fell in love with him when he was in Batman. He played the Scarecrow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I think that... I feel like that's the first time I ever saw him in... Oh, no, no, no. He was in Red Eye. But I don't remember if he was in Red Eye before Batman or not. But I remember specifically seeing him in Batman. I was like, oh, my God, I love him.
Yeah.
But he's creepy.
Yeah.
So I can't be married to that because I can't be getting up in the middle of the night and, like, having you freak me out with your...
Now that you say that, yeah.
His eyes are creepy.
Like, his eyes are beautiful, but they're then blue. They're super creepy. It's
people very, with like, blue eyes freak me the fuck out.
Jeepers creepers.
Like, did you know what...
Doesn't your husband have blue eyes?
They're green.
They're green. Okay.
My son has blue eyes. Yeah. They freak me out. My dad has blue eyes. That shit's... No. Blue eyes creep me out. And when my son was born, you really couldn't see his eye color, but I was like, oh my God, I hope he doesn't have blue eyes because they creep me out.
And sure enough.
He has blue fucking eyes. Like, and where did they come from?
Not your dark brown eyes.
Exactly. Like, what? And my husband has green eyes, so you would think that they would be on the darker side of whatever. Because the first two, their eyes are brown.
Yeah.
They're different browns.
Well, your kids are, they're like more hazel, lighter.
Like the older one is kind of green on the outside.
So, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then for the girl, hers are like kind of caramely orangish. Mm-hmm. But still, blue eyes, what? Now I got to look at these creepy eyes for the rest of my life. But anyway, Cillian Murphy creeps me out. But he's very like sexy and he's creepy sexy. And so I like that.
I like his bone structure.
He does have good bone structure.
I like it.
But I could not... wake up to that every day. Because imagine you're sleeping and you're peaceful.
And you wake up and he's like...
looking right at you. Yes. Yeah. No. Uh-uh. Nope. Okay. Sorry.
And you then, just made me change my mind too. I was definitely going to marry him, but not anymore.
And then I would kill Lakeith Stanfield. Only because I'm just not that familiar with him. You know what I mean? And then I would marry... What is his real name?
Stephen Ewan.
Oh, okay.
Yen.
I just know him by Glenn, so I can't. That's just like the first name that comes in my head. But yeah, I would marry him because I love him, and I've always been, not every single one of them, right? But I've always like been attracted to Asian men.
He's beautiful.
Like, and he's like so gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, I could definitely wake up to that little cutie face.
I was going to say, there's something about his face is more comforting and it's still sexy and it's still like he can pull off a lot of different looks.
Exactly.
So, yes, I would marry Lakeith. I would date Stephen. And now I'm going to kill Cillian because now I'm creeped out by his eyes.
What were you going to do before?
I was going to marry him.
Really?
Yeah, that escalated really quick. Bitch be changing her mind real quick. I just picture that waking up and then like seeing those bright blue eyes.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that. And he's like propped up on his arm and he's like, he's not even smiling at you. He's giving you like the death stare.
Also, like, I know how I am and I know I'd get him angry a lot. So like, he would just like the look of like empty deadness, like, oh, this bitch. No. Oh, no, thank you. Okay, well, this was great.
This was fun.
Yeah, guys, catch us at Clickback. Soon.
Ciao.
Ciao.